Well, here we are again at Taunton Flower Show during the 10-day setup. It's actually 2 days to go. Wednesday, the 1st of August today. We open on Friday, the 3rd. And I'm sitting with Anne, who's in charge of one of the more important parts, I think, of Taunton Flower Show, the designer gardens. Anne, just tell us a little bit, for anyone listening who knows nothing about Taunton Flower Show and the designer gardens, what is that part of Taunton Flower Show all about?
Right, Tim. Well, the idea of the designer garden is to give the opportunity for ordinary gardeners to get some inspiration from what can be created in a fairly short time from a pretty small plot, 4 metres at the front and 5 metres deep. And they've been building them since Monday morning, and some have only just started today. I'll call them pop-up gardens.
And just give a bit of a sort of verbal description of the what people could expect if they come and see these designer gardens.
Well, we have 6 designers and they're all quite different. There's the Japanese Garden Society, Southwest England, a pretty traditional Japanese garden, a very interesting design called the Garden of Tomorrow, which is very creative and very forward-looking. 2 gardens which have got a theme which is very appropriate for this year, the Diamond Jubilee. One is called Diamonds Are Forever, which I think will probably be more conventional, a lot of lovely blooms. And then equally Burt's Royal Garden, which is to reflect a small cottage garden. And then there's one entitled Hospice Without Walls, which is St Margaret's Hospice, which is aimed at illustrating their latest strategy, the idea of working with their patients in the community. And then finally we have gardeners who truly will be the designers of tomorrow from Cannington, and their garden is called A Small Universe, A Little Universe.
And all of these 6 plots are next to each other, so when visitors come they'll be able to look at each one next to each other. Just very briefly, a little bit about the competition element though in it. It's not just for show for visitors. What is the competition element about? And we've got a short time.
The idea is that they have to ensure that the brief they presented to us 2 months ago is followed through, and they're judged as their effectiveness with that. Obviously, the quality of the design in terms of interpretation and the plants, and generally making sure that they've adhered to the best possible aspirations of garden design.
Well, Anne, it's certainly sounding very interesting. Looking forward to seeing the results. We're seeing them in process at the moment. A few shots going up on the website for anyone who wants to see them. Thanks for joining me on this short talk.
Thank you, Tim.